Christmas， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 开言英语祝你圣诞快乐。
Hey guys, this is Adam. That's right, a very Merry Christmas to you.
好，那当然我们节目做了 ，I think this is our seventh year, so this is probably our seventh Christmas show.
Yes, yes, lucky seven.
可是呢，每一年到了此时此刻，大家最想听的当然还是圣诞相关的英语了。
Mm, that's right, that's right. So we're talking all about Christmas English.
对 ，and also with a 2020 spin.
With a 2020 spin, that's right.
对，其实我记得之前我们做过一集节目，就是说为什么圣诞快乐我们说 Merry Christmas、mm. 而不是 Happy 对吧快乐 Happy Christmas
Right, right.
Do you remember why or?
I do、mm. Was I in that show? Was I the one that said the reason? Yeah, the reason is there's no reason. It's just that Americans say Merry Christmas and our British friends say Happy Christmas.
Oh, so actually Happy Christmas is also existing, also existing. But Americans more often say Merry Christmas.
Right.
And in the UK, how common is Happy Christmas in the UK?
It's what they say.
Oh, that、yeah. is what they say
instead of... Take the lift. Go to the petrol station. Take the lift. Yeah, it's the word that they use.
对，因为英美英语有很多的差异嘛、mm. And this is one of them. 那当然这里的这个 Merry 啊它是 M-E-R-R-Y It's not will you marry me 那个 M-A-R-R-Y
Right, or the person like my Aunt Mary is M-A-R-Y But all、
oh, Jesus mother
Right, right, yeah that's a little bit more、relevant to this topic I guess Yeah, all of those words All three of those words are pronounced exactly the same、
oh, 发音都一样都是 Merry、
mm. Merry、
这个 Merry 就是 Happy 快乐的意思、mm-hmm. Right, 所以除了说 Merry Christmas 我们还可以说 You know, be merry 什么Drink and eat and be merry.
Yeah, there's an old phrase, eat, drink, and be merry.
Eat, drink, 吃吃喝喝让你就很快乐哈哈哈。
But I had this pad of paper when I was a kid that said, eat, drink, and be fat and drunk. And I thought that was a really funny phrase.
好吧这就是 eat and drink 的后果是吧、mm. 其实说到这个英美英语的差异啊除了刚刚讲到的英国就还有一些很特别哦 ，very British 的 Christmas 的说法是吧
？Yeah, yeah, crimbo.
Crimbo.
Yeah.
That sounds very Australian.
It sounds like Australian. Yeah, exactly. I thought it was Australian until I had British roommates.
Okay.
And they would just always be talking about crimbo this and crimbo that.
What is crimbo?
It's Christmas.
Oh.
It's cr, the same cr sound, but instead of saying Christmas, it's just crimbo. Or crimble, I've also heard.
那所以英国人会说 happy crimble 吗？但可能它就是一个比较可爱的
right.
like a nickname. Right,
right, yeah.
Happy crimble.
Right, it's like we say Xmas over here.
Oh, okay. Xmas 就是那个字母 X,、mm-hmm. 然后 M-A-S.
Right.
这个 Xmas 在写一些卡片的时候有的时候会看到特别小朋友 like my kids、mm. they're writing Christmas cards to their friends and their teachers
right
很小的小孩不太会写字啊然后拼写也不太好然后父母就会说、
right.
啊你 Christmas 太长了你就写 Xmas
Xmas is okay、嗯、well to be honest with you Christmas is a difficult word to spell、
mm.
and it's kind of difficult to pronounce Christmas
Christmas
right
但我们说快的时候那个 T
Christmas yeah,
yeah
just Christmas
right 那这里的 Chris 其实就是耶稣基督、mm. Jesus Christ
right
但是在 Christmas 这个词里我们是念 Christmas 而不是 Christmas
right it's like the name Christopher we don't say、
right.
Christopher
是的是的好那当然圣诞节对于小朋友 and many adults 来说圣诞老人都是很重要的
Right, but there is another difference there between America and the UK.
In America or Canada, 你们怎么称呼圣诞老人呢
We call him Santa Claus, Santa.
Santa,、mm. 对。Santa Claus 是全名对吧但一般口语里面就 Santa's
Santa,
coming
yeah.
Yeah. Santa's watching you
Right,、yeah. right, exactly
What about our friends in the UK?
Father Christmas
Very formal
Right, Father Christmas, give me some money
父亲
Yeah, so is it the same person? I don't know. I mean, you know, these traditions are very old and they come from different countries. They came from Germany, from Holland, from England, and they've all kind of
combined. Yeah, fused together.
Fused into this idea of a fat man in a red suit that drinks Coca-Cola and gives you presents.
对, Father Christmas. 诶, 今年其实我小孩子就会问说, Is Santa still coming because of COVID? It's not safe for him to go to every house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that conversation is probably taking place at many households this year.
好，那我们今天节目的下半段呢，会跟大家分享一些非常 heartwarming, 很温馨的，然后也非常实用的圣诞祝福啊，那你可以发给你的朋友 ，your loved ones。
Right, or maybe you work for the HR department at your company, and you need to send these to employees.
对对对
right? These are pretty universal.
对，哎，这些祝福，比如圣诞祝福。我们在英语里可以叫它是 Christmas greetings, 对吧?
Yeah, that's right. Christmas greetings, or sometimes we even say season's greetings.
Oh, season 就是季节. Because, yeah, it is like the holiday season.
For Americans, the holiday seasons start with Thanksgiving, which is in November, and basically lasts until New Year's Day.
对对，所以真的就是 stretch out the winter season 啊。好 ，we've handpicked a few really good ones. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start simple. Usually we say something like wishing you, and then something good.
哎，这个就是祝你。但是呢，我们要注意，这里要说 wishing 要用。这个 ing 进行时而不是 wish you 是吧
Right, right. So wishing you the best. That's the most basic template we can think of. So everything else we can kind of add on top of that. Wishing you nothing but the best.
Okay, wishing you nothing but the best. 这里不是说祝你什么都没有。
Wish you nothing, Jenny.
他的后面是 wish you nothing but the best.
Right, right. So nothing but the best means only the
only
best.
Only the best, yeah. 就是祝你这个圣诞节什么都是最好的，是吧？Can I add something at the end, like wishing you nothing but the best this Christmas?
Sure, or this holiday season. Or because this year is the COVID year, we could add a word like challenging.
对，我觉得今年我们的这些 greetings 啊，因为 reflect 反映一下我们这些挑战了，对吧？ So all of these Christmas greetings, you basically can add the word challenging.
Right.
in to reflect our times.
Right. Although this next one, I would suggest maybe avoiding adding the word challenging. This Christmas, you were the best gift I could ask for.
You're
I guess you could say this.
You're the most challenging.
You're the most challenging person I've ever encountered. No, you could say this challenging Christmas.
Yeah.
You're still the best gift I could ask for.
我们第一个分享的祝福，我觉得你是发给任何人啊，不管他跟你的关系是什么都很好。刚刚的那个就是可能比较亲密，适用于这个情侣或者夫妻之间。
Yeah.
如果你发这个给你的同事是不是有点怪
Right, or just sort of like an acquaintance. Maybe like your kid's teacher.
或者拍老板马屁也可以
Right.
老板 you're the best gift I could ask for.
She might be wondering like, what does she want? What is this person's intention?
好, but it's a very nice romantic one.
Right.
好，那接下来我来分享一个好不好
？Okay.
Merry Christmas, 圣诞快乐。但后面还有 ，May your happiness be large and your bills be small.
Yes, that's a good one.
所以希望你的这个快乐是很大很大很多很多的，但是有一个东西我们希望它很小很少，就是。
Your bills.
Your bills,、mm. 你的账单。
Right, right. And of course, your bills are probably not very small around Christmas.
Exactly, buying all the gifts.、Mm. 而且我觉得心理上啊 psychologically, 好像圣诞的时候你就觉得要宠一下自己 you know, I need to pamper myself and my loved ones.
Right.
So, 我最近就是 I never buy chocolates.、
Mm.
但最近我到超市我就忍不住我就买很多巧克力而且还是那种一大盒 you know, gift boxes.
You should see her face right now. It's pretty much only chocolate.
I know. 很开心我也不知道买那么多干嘛
Now, this phrase that Jenny mentioned is actually really, really good for another reason because this one doesn't say wishing you happiness、mm. and small bills.
Yeah.
It's saying may your something be...something、
mm.
so may your happiness be large may your heart be bright and may your bills be small
对其实这个 may you may your 也是在祝福里面常用的、mm. 是吧
right
for example this next one
may your holidays sparkle with joy and laughter
哦、oh, 这个好形象 I love this one、mm. Sparkle 的意思就是亮晶晶对吧、
right.
闪亮闪亮的这里是 may your holidays sparkle with 什么呢
Joy and laughter.
Joy 其实和 happiness 很像但是 it's even deeper, more meaningful.
I think joy is a little bit more, you can express joy,、especially around Christmas time, you know, joy to the world.
对对对很喜乐啊然后 laughter 就是欢笑对也希望你的喜乐和欢笑就是亮晶晶亮闪闪的围绕在你的生活中、
mm.
Okay, that brings us to the last two Christmas greetings today.
Okay, well, let's stick with this joy、
mm.
theme, and、let's change joy from a noun to an adjective here, joyful.
Oh, 好.
So thinking of you this season, or again, we can add this challenging season.
Or this Christmas.
this Christmas season, and wishing you a joyful holiday.
Oh, 我很喜欢这个因为他用到了 thinking of you、
mm-hmm.
就是很非常适合于你跟他不在一个地方 You're not、
right.
in the same city、
right.
or in the same country、
mm-hmm.
但是呢你说我很惦记你对吧、mm-hmm. 这个时候我特别的想念你、
Right, now just keep in mind here we have gone back and forth between wishing you blah 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 and may you have a blah 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 This one is good becauseIt is parallel, thinking, da-da-da, and wishing, da-da-da. So your English teacher would really, really like this one.
对,就是我们在同一个句子里面,时态一定要统一。Consistency.
The consistency is...
Very hot. 就是Adam经常跟我说的。好,那最后呢?今天、Adam and myself, the two of us, and actually from everyone on the Open Language team,、mm. 我们开言英语所有的同事都想跟大家说我们 dear listeners are dear users. It's people like you that make Christmas so special and meaningful this year and every year.
That's right. We are so full of gratitude for you and all of your efforts and for all of the time and energy that you put into this journey that we're on together.
对，特别是今年这个 very challenging year. 你回过头想啊 thinking back to the beginning of the year when the world didn't know what was going on, mm-hmm. 对吧？We actually stopped production.
Yeah.
我们不是也挺久没有录音。
Mm-hmm.
然后看那个时候我们用户的留言我们出老的节目大家还是在听然后陪伴大家度过这个而且也是 It actually helps us a lot、
mm.
对 It actually has helped us a lot to go through that very、overcome that very challenging period of time
sure,
as well
Sure, sure It is much easier to go through a challenging time when you are full of gratitude. So just keep that in mind for challenging times in the future.
对，所以非常感谢大家的支持和陪伴。Wishing you a very joyful, peaceful, and loving Christmas.
With small bills.
With small bills. and we look forward to actually spending many more Christmases with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
好，感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time. Bye.
All right, bye, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.